This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT Brake.
241, sweet spot here. Sean Bass, David Mino, our final segment of 2025 ahead of Why Today Doesn't Suck before we check in with DJ and Lando out on remote today. Without further ado, it's Monto.
Thank you very much, Sean. Excited to do the last NIT break, at least of our show. Maybe another show we'll do it. Who knows? But
I predict that
our last one will be, as usual, six candidates. We'll start with candidate number one. That is Matty Beers, Matt McLaren, of The Invasion. You know, Matt likes certain kinds of music. He likes Pat Green. Mm-hmm. He's really into, like, gay synth stuff.
Yeah.
What he's not into is rap, because he doesn't really have a good grasp of who the Notorious B.I.G. is.
I'm curious, because I don't know a lot about Tupac and Biggie that died, I guess, that were rival gangs, right?
Doesn't sound like you know a lot about
it. Yeah, not, they're not in gangs.
I don't know anything about it.
Just the East Coast, West Coast type. They were,
he was the same guy as Notorious B.I.G.?
That's Biggie.
Okay, right. But Biggie Smalls is a different guy.
No.
No, same guy.
Notorious B.I.G. is Biggie Smalls.
Identically same guys.
Yep. Biggie Small.
So yeah, Norm. I did not know this. So he had three names. Ugh.
What's the other one?
One name.
Biggie Smalls. Notorious B.I.G. Did I make
Mork.
One up?
What am I doing?
Don't look at me.
Did I not say a third name a second ago? I didn't.
No, that's why I'm asking.
That's why we're following up.
Okay. Oh, Biggie.
Biggie Smalls.
Boy, I don't think that counts.
It's 10:09. That's Hot Dogs in Paradise. We do it.
I was thinking big, the letter E.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Big E.
Yeah, no. It's The Invasion. What? We do this normally on a Wednesday.
If what? Donovan didn't My do a time God. Check there, I would have not realized they thought they were on air.
That's incredible.
He thought Biggie, he thought those were three people.
Well, there's hope for Matt, because at White Elephant, this was off air, I gave him the Questlove book. It's a history.
Good.
It's a history of, like, American history,
yeah,
and hip hop from, like, the 70s to present day. And he's
a book bitch.
Exactly. Yeah. He likes to read. So maybe, just maybe, he'll have a grasp on some of the stuff that Donnie and Travis.
Okay. Because I feel like if you know, you don't even have to know anything about hip hop, but you still know Tupac and Biggie. Yeah. Like,
pop,
those are the two
pop culture.
Yes.
Stuff, yeah.
Not three different people.
Big E.
Yeah, Big E. I mean, I guess there was Big L, but... All right, there is Matt McLaren. He is candidate number one. Candidate number two here is George Dunham. He is trying to do a live spot, but he keeps shorting out, and it sounds really weird.
Coming up next, Friday morning scatter shooting with a few extra observations about last night's Cowboys loss.
Football season in full swing. And however you like to get in on the action.
Or,
am I shorting out?
Yeah, you are shorting out there a little bit, pal.
You got me?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, how about
not
now?
Anymore.
Let me hold this up.
There you go.
This season you can make team picks and player picks.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah. Jiggle the cable.
Okay.
Here we go.
And right. Player picks on Underdog. And, download the app, sign up. And y'all, uh-oh. Moses Malone. What's going
right
on?
Now.
Moses Malone. I'll tell you what, let's fix
no,
this and then we'll
now.
Come back. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got you.
All right. Using Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite team will win.
Boy, you know you're really under George's skin when he gives you a Moses Malone.
I would love to see the visual of Gordon just holding the cable, like attached to his ear, just right up
as
on
he
him.
Just slowly becomes tiny George and then he comes back.
Back.
How do we not have better stuff?
And... So we got to put this on engineering, right? That's not Giorgio.
Yeah. That probably.
Okay.
All right.
Uh-oh. Killer, maybe? We'll put it on Killer.
Sure. Let's put it on Killer. He's the head of all engineers. We'll pivot. We'll put that on Killer. All right.
Not Bryant.
Killer is candidate number two. Candidate number three here is one Dave Lane. The hardline loves kicking Corby in the nuts. You did it last segment, Sean. It's always good fun.
Yeah.
About just what a cool life he lives and all of his famous friends. The problem is, you should know their actual names.
Oh, no. And Corby's hero. Has he turned to Satan?
Oh, yeah.
Do we get to guess
who Corby's hero is?
Go ahead.
There's so many choices. Do we want to have a draft, guys? No, just go ahead.
Jack Black.
Nope.
Dave Grohl.
Nope.
Eddie Vedder.
Nope.
Jack White.
Nope.
Jalen Hurts.
You guys are all around it because
Vedder?
There's a color
Ooh,
in his
Roger
name.
Roger Federer's a good one.
Vedder.
No. Zach Brown.
Ooh.
Who's Zach Brown?
Oh, wait. No, you, Brian? You like Zach Bryan.
You idiot. Idiot.
Same difference.
Oh, God.
Zach Brown, the head of McLaren.
Who is Zach Brown?
He's a country guy. Okay. I thought he was your favorite.
No, Dave.
You do like country.
Yeah, no.
Well, he and his band.
Boy, Dave thought he had one there.
Zach Brown's the chicken fried guy, right?
Right.
A little bit of chicken
fried. And he was at the Sphere with all these weird skeletons and stuff around him. But that is not Zach Bryan.
Okay. I get both of those confused, too.
I could see why. But when you're just going into the segment with so much confidence, like, hey, Corby, you like this guy, right? He's your favorite?
No, just keep guessing. I'm not going to tell you. Keep going.
We're going to go around the horn here. All right, Dave Lane is candidate number three here on the NIT break. Up next, it's our normal ticker man, Lando.
Lando.
Luckily, this didn't completely stop down his ticker, but he got a little choked up, and I think it's pretty funny.
It's from the first meeting in week one here on 570 KLIF. Stars taking on the Wild tonight in Minnesota. Jake Ottinger, the netminder in his home state. He's 14-4-2 this season. The puck drop at 7 on the ticket. And 44-year-old Philip Rivers, recently signed to the practice squad by the Colts, is on track to play in their game this week with the Seahawks. That is the ticket. That is the ticket ticker. I'm Kevin Landrum, Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The ticket.
Ham not helping. Just
whoop. Oh no!
Bring the bed down.
And you can hear him kind of catch himself earlier, and then it gets completely wheels off.
The puck drop at 7 on the ticket. And 44-year-old Philip Rivers, recently signed to the practice squad by the Colts, is on track to play in their game this week with the Seahawks. That is the ticket. That is the ticket ticker. I'm Kevin Landrum, Sports Radio.
I respect the move, Ham.
I love that you can just hear
great
it
board
building.
Hopping. Yeah,
and it finally hits.
And he knows too. He's like, oh God, please no, please no.
Has a full Kalashaw throat clear. Oh,
man. I thought poor he died Lando. For a second.
No, nothing could kill Lando.
Mm-mm.
Not even Lando. All right, candidate number five here on the NIT break is Corby Davidson. We're going to have to mash two clips together here because during Picks with Friends, Corby's not doing great.
Oh, boy.
He's having a hard time, and he did not like it whenever Donovan, just trying to be the pleasant guy that he is, was trying to check in on Corby's mental state, and Corby had to be dumped twice in the segment for calling Donnie mean names. Like I said, I had to push two clips together here.
Hey now.
And we need a Corby.
Hello, hello, hello.
Corby, how you feeling, man?
About my chances and Picks with Friends?
Sure.
Not great, Donovan.
How you in general?
Whoa.
Did you call me?
By the way, right there, you can't hear it. He called him a D.
Yeah, it sounds like
Donovan
said the F word. Can you play that part again?
Corby calls him a D.
Not great, Donovan.
How you in general?
Whoa.
Did you call me?
I think he...
Did you say that? Did we even dump that?
Yeah.
Dump it. Oh, did you really? Well, then scratch that one. Don't worry about that
game.
No Cincinnati and Baltimore pick that we have to pick on Picks with Friends. That's a little inside. How's everyone feeling?
I feel great.
Corby, how you feeling, man?
Like
Dump that. Goodness gracious.
You can't say that word.
You got to quit asking me that question, Donovan.
I'm going to let it build up a little bit and then ask you again to see if we can see if we can build that up.
So then right there, yeah, he goes like S.
I just think it would be funny in the reaction if it actually was Donovan that was dumped for saying that word. How do you in general?
How do you F in general?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
like, whoa!
The first time you hear that bleeped, it sounds like Donovan goes, how you F, man?
Well, I guess I can draw you a picture here, Donovan.
Not great,
show you.
Get bad reviews. All right, Corby Davidson is candidate number five. We couldn't wrap up an NIT break for the year without a nomination from Ham.
Yes.
Of course. Because yesterday, to start Why Today Doesn't Suck, Ham thought he was really going to rip me for not being good with the ladies, and Ham became Ham.
Want some more gummy bears on the soft serve? You can, M&M's.
Oh, yeah. 3 o'clock, Mr. Bitch.
Would you like a pedicure?
Thank you, Mino. Eatsy's Market of Bakery brings you the man who will only not eat pee, man.
What? What? Wait, huh? What?
Try one more time.
Start over.
The man who won't...
Won't eat Pete, man? Brings you a man who will eat anything but not pee, Monto.
That would just...
Anything but not pee but means not I pee. Only
just
eat
say,
that pee, right?
That's what the word accept is for.
Went so except horribly for. Sideways.
The bad thing is I write it down, too.
It sounded like you were just anything making sounds for a while.
I fed you that word for word.
Yet when you do a character, like on 840... Yeah.
Flawlessly. It doesn't make sense.
So just do voices all the time.
Oh, I still don't understand it.
That's amazing.
Anything but not pee, which means I eat only that. That's my exclusive diet. Oh, Ham. That's a great one for us. All right. Let's vote. Is it Matt not knowing his hip-hop knowledge? Is it Killer screwing over George? Is it Dave Lane in the Zach Bryan brand? Is it Choked Up Lando cursing Corby, or Ham being Ham? I'll get us started this week, and I absolutely have to vote for one Ham. Let's go to guest picker Michael Dixon.
Ham.
All right. Ham.
I'm going to go ahead and vote for...
Okay.
I think that's a vote for Ham.
No, he turned to bird attention. George. Sean.
I also have to go with Jeb's live spot fun.
All right, Mino, you're the decider
here. I get to break the tie.
Is it Killer or is it Ham?
Let's end the season on a high. Let's extend that lead for first place.
Whoa.
That's Ham, baby.
As if there'd be anything else. Ham now has 14 NIT breaks. No one else is even in double digits.
What a banner 2025 you
have.
Who's
in second?
Second place would be... Quick math looks like Rosengarten.
How many behind? I'm just doing the EA bit with
Rosen's
you.
At what's 14 minus 9?
Nobody knows.
Who knows?
11. Something like 5 or 6 or something. All right. Way to go, Justin. Congratulations, Ham.